She starts with the intro. I get the ranting. We both vent. But the two of us together is heaven sent. Ever since. Now, what I love about the show is we let the folks participate. You can vote on this and that, and new episodes is on the way. The people have spoken, put the music in the streets. So, we introduce a new artist with the song of the week. Just a click away on the link is going down. Follow us on Instagram, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Either way, it's up to you. You can listen or comment too. Couple topics, a little gossip, and of course, we act a fool. It's King Chuck and Queen Tiff, and you know we speak the truth. It could be Bay of the Week, or choose one and cut them loose. Now, give a 5-star rating on our podcast show. Tune in, we going live, Midnight Convos.
Good evening and welcome to Midnight Convos Podcast with your girl Tiffany Nicole, aka your queen to be. Tonight we got the hubby in the building, Ray Boogs. What's up, baby?
What up? I'm good. I'm chilling right now.
Unfortunately, King Chuck is not in the building. He's not fired. He's just on hiatus right now. So King Chuck will be in the building next week, but this is Convo 40. 4-0, baby.
40?
4-0.
40 water.
How do you say 40 in Espanol?
40.
There we are. So if you missed any of our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and check us out. And you know what I really need you guys to do?
What's that?
I need you to go to YouTube. We now have a page, Midnight Convos Podcast. Our page is up and running. And check out our videos. We load up the show every Wednesday for your viewing pleasure.
Right.
And on Sundays, we have a 5-minute worldwide convos where we just talk for a little bit over 5 minutes. We try to do it within 5 minutes, but
it's fine. The 5-minute convo is definitely
up. So check us out and make sure you subscribe, you review, you know, you share, do all that good stuff. All right, baby. So let's get into the poll from last week. Did you know what the poll was last week?
No, please, Mike.
I will tell you. We had Guy, Mint Condition, Jodeci, and Boyz II Men. And obviously, we got to cut one loose.
Oh,
since, man, you are not privy to what was going on from last week, if you had to cut one loose, who would you have cut loose?
Just repeat them again for me.
Guy, Mint Condition, Jodeci, or Boyz II Men?
Guy.
Guy?
Yeah.
Okay, that was easy for you. Seemed like it.
Yeah.
Why Guy?
Boyz, it just wasn't my group. You know, they had some records, but like, if you want to talk about what I listened to from my era, I would say those other three more than Guy.
Okay, fair. So let's get into what the people said. The people have spoken. Okay, with 3% of the vote, the people have voted to cut Jodeci. With 14% of the vote, the people have voted to cut Boyz II Men. And with 24% of the vote, the people have spoken and they cut Guy. The people have spoken, and with 59% of the vote, people have decided to cut Mint Condition.
What?
Mint Condition. You said me swinging.
That's the record.
Swinging. Well, the people have spoken, and they are cut.
Yeah, man.
I'm surprised. I thought it was a little... It was harsh for Mint Condition on Facebook. People were kind of saying that they were one-hit wonders, that they didn't really have a body of work that can stand against the other groups that were up there. And I kind of agree. I said, you know, they had songs, but they never had a classic album from top to bottom that you can just ride and vibe to. Boyz II Men has a classic.
Man, I can ride with you on that. Did you cut Mint Condition?
I cut Mint Condition. King Chuck initially cut Jodeci, and then
hell, he's smoking. He came in on that rock. He was smoking that rock.
He cut Jodeci, and then he changed it to Mint Condition. Go figure. But yeah, so cut him loose last week. I got a good one this week. I really, really, really do. And I think,
can't wait.
Yes, me and you spoke about this, so you kind of know a little bit about it. But I don't think I gave you the final one.
You know, I can't wait.
So we'll do that. We'll have that cut them loose for you guys. Once again, this is Convo 40. Convo 40. If you missed any of our previous convos, make sure you go and check us out on SoundCloud, iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher. And make sure you check out that new Midnight Convos podcast on YouTube.
Convos.
All right, baby. Who is your bae of the week?
I'm gonna go with Halle Berry. And I don't know all these other times I've been a guest on this show, like, why I didn't just go with her.
Classic.
Classic. She's aging well. And she's a Leo. You know how I feel about Leos. So, yeah.
How do you feel about Leos, baby?
I like them.
You do?
Yeah. Kind of fond of them.
I think we have the same birthday, actually.
No.
I think she's August the 14th.
No.
If I'm not mistaken, Google it.
No.
If I'm not mistaken, she's August the 14th. I'm like 99% sure that I'm correct.
99.9.
So check that out.
Inside joke. They don't get it.
Yeah. They don't need to get it.
Yeah, okay. Never
mind. We don't need
to get it. Black women never wrong. They are wrong. I'm not wrong. Because things will come up later on that might bring new evidence to light that why I should have been right in the first place. So right now, I'm just going to say I'm right. Oh, I love it.
That is inaccurate, but accurate at the same time.
Uh-huh, see?
Was I right?
Huh?
Was I right?
I'm about to check it out right
now. Come on, you taking too long.
Listen, man. I married you because you're the smart.
It doesn't take long, you know. What is her birthday?
Damn. She old.
When is her birthday?
That's yeah, what I it's the same as yours.
Okay.
99.9%.
I'm correct. But, bae.
Hey. Leo's rock.
We do. Mm-hmm. Now, what question would you ask me?
So I'm your bae of the week, like every week, right?
Besides you.
Okay, besides me. Who's your bae of the week?
All right, so I've been researching. You know, I have to do the research when I do. I take this very seriously. Very seriously.
Oh, my life is so boring.
Yes! I take this very seriously. I have to do adequate research. So this week's Bay of the Week for me is a guy by the name of Jason Momoa. Do you know who he is?
No, Jason. We're just going to go with Jason. All right. What's up?
He is Lisa Bonet's husband. He played in your favorite show.
I've seen an image before.
Game of Thrones. He was the dinosaur. No. What's her name? The dragon lady husband that they killed.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Momoa.
Okay. That's different.
So, ladies, gents, if you don't know who Jason Momoa is, I'm definitely going to put up a beautiful picture so you'll know what I'm talking about. He is fine. And shout outs to Lisa Bonet because I think he's like 10, 12 years younger than her. You know,
she's a cat.
She's a cougar.
She's a cat. Arr. I think she's like, she'll mentally fuck you.
You think so? You think she'll do that Erykah Badu-ism on you?
Yeah. I think Lisa Bonet's there. Yeah. On the other hand, I don't think Halle Berry's there. If I meet Halle, like, she ain't gonna say nothing. Her old ass ain't gonna say nothing that's gonna be like, wow, she's just so deep. She's my, I don't know what you call that. That
soulmate?
Soulmate, there we go.
Okay.
That's what I was looking for. I think she's just sexy. You know, and you
something to look at. Just aesthetically pleasing.
That, but it's also a way that, listen, you don't have to be beautiful to be sexy. It's something that comes across when somebody's in your presence.
The swagger, their presence, aura.
Yeah. And I think she has that.
Gotcha. All right, let's get into our first convo. Bae, did you hear about Little Weezy? Little Wayne. He was hospitalized.
No, why? What's wrong?
He had a
seizure?
Mm-hmm. They found him unconscious in his hotel at the Westin in Chi-Town. He was going to perform that night, but they found him in his room unconscious. And this is not the first time that he's been hospitalized for this. So it's just like, are you taking care of your health? Are you on that lean? What's going on? Because they said when you drink that lean, it kind of helps, you know, it makes it them have them more, I should say.
Oh, so you have more seizures when you drink the lean.
Absolutely.
But I remember one time, I think when he got out of jail for the gun charge in New York, that he couldn't do drugs for a while.
Okay.
And musically, he sounded different. Mm-hmm. So before he went to jail, he sounded wonderful because he was on all that stuff, you know. Then when he came back, he was
wasn't the same.
He wasn't the same. But now everybody's saying, yo, you heard Weezy's, he has like 3 new records he put out. And I heard like 1 or 2 of them. And they're fine. They're hot.
Yeah, so he's back on that lean.
Yeah, maybe that's what I don't know.
Need that lean to be high, or they need to be high to be creative.
Yeah.
So maybe.
I mean, you talk about all these rock stars, you know, from maybe our parents' day. And mm-hmm. they did heroin heavy, you know, LSD, you know, mescaline. And they came up with some
incredible music, classic, timeless music. But when it comes to your health, do you put your health or your creative process over your health? When does it stop?
Because live for today, fuck tomorrow, musicians, artists. I want that edge. I wanna feel good. I wanna feel great. And then whatever I'm feeling, I wanna deliver it to the people. I wanna express it.
Gotcha.
By my heart for me.
But he got about 5, 6, 7 kids. You like, know, he's 34.
Listen.
You ain't learned from Pimp C?
Listen.
Pimp C died.
The art comes first.
Well, Pimp C died.
Okay. Well, we're talking as logical and normal people, right? So we're not talking about in a perspective as an
entertainer.
Entertainer, but a brilliant artist, right? Because entertainer can entertain just there to get money. The artist is all about expression. And they're very self-centered as artists. So you gotta roll with it. He's been consistent. He likes to get messed up and give you great pieces of work.
Well, I hopefully that, you know, that this is not gonna be a major setback and he can get back and do his thing. I know he's fighting Cash Money to get off the label and get his money that's owed to him. And I just hope that, because we haven't been hearing about him in that aspect of getting high and having medical issues. It's pretty much just been the storyline of him getting out of his contract, him signing with Roc Nation and them trying to help him out of his situation. So hopefully that this health issue doesn't become a major concern, because I hear what you're saying as far as being an artist and, you know, getting high and having different vibes and putting out great music, great content. But what is great content if you leave this earth and your mom is burying you and your children have to bury you? So I guess you got to balance everything out.
And then the other thing too is, you know, the reason they're arguing in this whole dilemma, it's more personal than anything. It's a little bit of money, but you know, this boy got $50 million from Baby. Baby gave him $50 million.
Did he get that money?
No, he got $50 million. The problem is he knows he's owed more. But on the flip side is he went to jail and Baby took care of Young Money and made sure Young Money made money and was successful with all these young acts they had at the time. He took care of that for you.
So are you saying that because he took care of that, that money that's owed to him is not owed?
Listen, you probably would have had no money and you probably been stinking right now.
No, but isn't it? Let me ask you this. Young Money is signed to, is distributed by Cash Money. So it's in Cash Money's best interest for Young Money to flourish. Am I correct? You don't get no money from a company that's signed, is distributed by you to go under. That's just like when Bad Boy had the deal with Arista, or LaFace had their deal with Arista and it was being distributed by this bigger company. They made no money if Tony Braxton didn't pop off, if Biggie didn't pop off, or whoever, you know what I'm saying?
Cash Money is his own entity and people have their own responsibilities day to day. If you go away and I run your podcast because it's in the best interest of us as a unit, and I give you some monies, whatever, that maybe somebody who we had a marketing agreement with or ads with, that's cool. And you'd be like, well, where's the rest of my money? And I'd be like, hold up, I'm the backer of this show. I put this show on. We good. You still got a show that's live. Or I could have went the other direction saying, you know what? I have other things I need to do. This podcast isn't that important for me right now. So how are you going to act?
Listen, I'm thankful that you kept it afloat, but if it's a moneymaker and you know that it's a gold mine, whatever it is, whatever type of business
I
have,
had, a gold mine.
Whatever. He had Nicki Minaj, he had Drake, mm-hmm. he had Tyga, he had artists that had names, that had waves, and had their own momentum. So you could see the tide when it's changing. Drake was bigger than all of them at that point in time when Lil Wayne went in. He had the buzz, and
yeah,
Nick
he had
was
the
on
buzz,
it.
But he isn't the Drake or the Nick. Right,
but it was right coming. It was the beginning process. It was coming.
It was coming. But my point is, it was coming, and you could see that twinkle far away, that light. But it wasn't right there in your face. So Baby could have, as a businessman, invested his time, his interest into his own projects. But I want to make sure you stay afloat because I love you, Wayne. You know what I'm saying? That's what it really came down to.
Love. I fuck love. Hold on for one second.
He's seen a lot of people. Hold on. This isn't the first business venture that Baby has done. He's seen people come, flop, you owe me for life to get out your situation. Mm-hmm. I own you. I own your publishings. But Wayne's situation, him and Slim grabbed it and make sure it flourished.
Okay.
While he was gone.
I think
and
it's
I
not
gave,
love.
And I gave you $50 million on top of that. Okay. And you took the 50. So that's my thing. You took the 50.
Okay. I don't think it's love, babe. Everyone that has done business with Big Baby
and Slim
Cash Money has complained about not being paid, whether it's been artists on the label, producers, DJ. He raped DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
He raped what was the fat guy that was doing all the beats when they first came out?
Manny Fresh,
Juvie, every single one. BG, every single one.
Who he gave 50 million to?
Don't matter. But the point being, you're saying it's love. Every single artist that has came and went has stated that they owe money. They weren't paid their funds. So it's not money. It's not love. It's that you see the bigger picture. You see that these people can make you money. So I think, you know, to say that he loved, I don't necessarily think it's love. But you see the dollar sign. You see the bigger picture. Okay, Lil Wayne is not doing his thing. First of all, who on Cash Money was holding it down? Ain't nobody that was popping on Cash Money. Nobody. Only artist that's popping on Cash Money, even to this current day, if even you want to say popping, is Lil Wayne. That's the only artist. He has the new singer, Jacquees. I know you want him. That stole Avant whole shit. But nobody was popping on Cash Money. So now you have a buzzing Drake and a buzzing Nicki Minaj. That's a no-brainer. That's a gold mine right there. Why wouldn't I push that to make money? Not necessarily love. Money.
Okay. You have Thuggers making money for them. Alright.
Is he signed to them or he's being managed by?
I believe he's signed to them.
I don't think he's signed to
Are you sure?
Cash Money.
Because that was the whole beef in the first
Because he was supposed to be down with Rich Gang, but he never so signed as a solo artist. We can Google it. But I don't think he's signed to Cash Money. I think he was being managed and he was supposed to be doing Rich Gang with Rich Homie Quan, but they never signed the contract.
Why did Weezy take the 50?
It was old to him.
Hmm?
It was old to him. He built. He's just as much a part of building Cash Money as Baby.
It's all these other guys.
But absolutely.
But my point is that there is some love because he could have pooped on Wayne. He could have showed Wayne his ass and said, "Take this $5 million. Take this $10 million and scram."
No, but you gotta think. But just think of what you're saying. You know, it was a point in time when Lil Wayne was going to sign to Rockefeller, right? He was about to sign the contract. Jay tells the story how, just out of respect for Baby, because when he used to come to New Orleans, they used to chill and kick it. And that was his dude. He called and was like, "Yo, I'm about to sign Wayne, and, you know, what's his name? Baby got on the next plane smoking to go to New York, and he gave him a bag full of money. Like, Baby knew the potential and the earning potential of Wayne. So it's best to keep him happy, because if he signed with Jigga, that's a whole nother money that he is losing, because Jigga blow niggas up. So For you to say love, I just find it, you know, and I'm not saying that that he doesn't love him, but I don't think it's motivated by love.
I think, listen, I just see how Baby has been to so many other people, and for him to come off that that number was a lot for Baby.
Okay.
Baby standards.
Well,
I mean, I think he's owed a lot more money, but Wayne took that under the pretenses that you're going to scram now. And now, in hindsight, you owe me more money. I'm going to sue you now for the difference.
Well, don't they have to cut the check when you, you know, when you re-up with them and you sign with them? They cut you a check, you know, so you can do your own stuff. And you, you know, so who knows if that was the front money that to give him to keep him going, you know, to set up his shit. Because they front you money. That's when Biggie, what's his name, Puff got that 100 mil from Arista. They gave them, not I think it was 80 mil, my bad. I think they gave him 80 mil, but it's not because they're old, like, we're going to front you this money, but, you know.
Yeah, that money's owed back.
It's like, it's, I don't know. I don't necessarily think it's love. I think it was a business move, and he played well. Oh,
definitely
a
business move. I'm just thinking, like, the way that Baby gave, the amount of money Baby gave to him.
That it was love.
That was love, because Baby don't come off no money. We know that.
So we'll see how this plays out. But more importantly, I hope that Lil Wayne gets his health in order. Yeah. He has children. He has little ones. He has a daughter that's in college. And he has a lot of great music to give to the world. You know, I'm not the biggest Lil Wayne fan, but I know that he has a legion of fans that respect what he does. And he's been doing it for so long. So he is a living icon, to say. So hopefully he gets everything squared away with his health. Let's move on to what's going on in Texas. A couple of ways I want to touch this. I was so sad to see what's going on with Hurricane Harvey. And obviously, people are losing their lives. People are losing their houses, all their worldly possessions. And most importantly, you can't get your life back. So we have seen the horrific scenery of the floods and what it has done, and have heard multiple stories how people have lost their lives. I know there's a family of six that just got flooded and drowned. A baby, I think it was a toddler, maybe 2 years old. She was holding on to dear life for her mom, who she was floating on her dead body. It's stories like that that you know that this shit is real. But what left such a lasting impression on me and left a nasty taste in my mouth was the fact that what people were doing in Texas.
What were they doing?
There were videos that showed people, just regular civilians, purchasing water, basic necessities, and marking it up ridiculously. They had this one guy that bought cases of water, cases upon cases, and he charged about $40 per case of water, you know. And then it was stores that were selling water, $24 for a case, $40 per case.
Capitalism.
The gas, $8 a gallon. And it just made me think, like,
the gas, he had to do that.
Yeah, but it just made me think, in a time of crisis, where is our humane side? Where are we as human beings that, as civilians, you can mark up items like that, bare necessities that people need? It just left me with a nasty taste in my mouth. And the guy that recorded the guy selling the water, he was like, you should be ashamed of yourself. Like, you really should be ashamed of yourself that you would do this to your own people, your own neighbors, your own family, people that's in this community, you know, in a time like this. Now, I'm not saying, you know, it's a crisis. I'm not saying on a natural, on any other time, you capitalize. You know, that's what this fucking world is based upon. Country. Capitalizes. Yeah, country. So, I can understand that, but not in a time of crisis.
Listen, there's about 6 million people, between 5 and 6 million people in Greater Houston. You're going to have some devils in there. I mean, that's just what it is. And, you know, we were here during Sandy, and we seen some shit here in the Northeast. It wasn't pretty. So, I'm a little just biased to it. I kind of understand it. Like, I don't agree with it, but I understand there are those type of people out here. You know, the time of crisis, I'm trying to come up. I'm trying to pray on the weak. I mean, that's...
That's what people do.
That's what certain people do. This country is... We're capitalists. I mean, that's what they try and make us here in this country. Whatever your belief system is, that's fine. But when it all comes down to the come down, let's get this money. Money over everything.
Man, we shouldn't live our lives that way.
And it's almost inbred, like subconsciously, it's instilled in us through media, through schooling. Like, schooling doesn't teach you how to make money, but schooling will teach you how to come up, in a sense. If you want to, how to take advantage or be around people that have that same type of ideology of money over everything. So subconsciously, are we all running around here looking at things every day when we walk out of our house? How we make a flip?
Maybe.
And if this one person or a handful of people,
there's a lot of people doing.
Yeah, a handful of people saw a way to get a flip. Are you really that mad at them?
Absolutely. And in that situation, I think it's a time and place for everything. But when people are losing their lives, you can't put a dollar amount on it. You cannot put a dollar amount while you see floating dead bodies, you're selling water. Basic necessities that people need. I think that's just heartless. I think that's just a savage, you know. It's like, we are not... You know, that's not what it's about.
Was he trying to get this money to do for other people?
No, he was trying to do this to pocket the money.
I mean, like, what was he doing with the money after
he received? Who knows what he's doing?
Well, who knows?
The point being, it doesn't matter what he's doing with the money.
There are people that have means all the time. So, sometimes when we go out in society we see this on the internet all the time. We want something, we see it's marked up. Who would ever pay that money for that? But I have the means. I have the access. It's nothing to me. So, who is he really preying on? Is he preying on the weak? Or is he preying on the people who have access to that?
First of all, it really doesn't matter to me in this instant. I can't justify or rationalize how someone can do this in this time, the situation. Like I said, we are... A society that's built on capitalism. I get that. But it's a time and place for everything. So to me, you can't rationalize who he's selling it to. Your city is underwater. You know what I'm saying? Your city is underwater. Which multiple cities is underwater. And this is what you're doing. Like, we got to do better than that. We have to do better than that. And another issue I kind of wanted to flip to is Joel Osteen. Now, this man has mega churches, mega fucking churches, where they can fit 16 to up to 17, 20,000 people in this church. And he didn't open the doors to his church until he got put on blast. So basically, he was trying to, you know, hey, you go there, you go here, you know, this place, you know, you're a man of God. You're the man of the cloth. The first thing that you should be saying is, my church is a refuge. Come to my church. We will protect you here. We'll have clothes. We'll have water. We'll have food. You come to my church. But you'll take the tithe every week from people. But you don't open your church and you're a man of God?
He said it was a safety issue.
Bullshit. What more can be a safety issue than water flooding people's homes? I just can't get with that. Like, you know, it's best to not say anything than to say something and be made a fool. Like, come on. No. He said it's a safety issue.
It was a safety issue. He said the way the water was coming up to the... Why are you laughing
at me? This is bullshit.
I'm telling you what the man said.
I heard you. I heard him say the dumb shit, and I said bullshit when he said it.
Like, I love that, like, every time I interviewed him, he had all the toys and the Pampers.
Yeah, that should have been out initially. And that's the shit that makes me, you know, and...
You reevaluate Christianity in America. That's what it makes you do. Like, the biggest churches that receive the most money, what are they doing in a time of crisis?
Yeah.
They're closing the doors.
They're closing the doors.
It makes you reevaluate Christianity in America.
But I ain't even looking that deep. But people that have means, what are you doing when it's right in front of you that other people are in need? What are you doing with your wealth?
I was watching CNN, and they were showing a pastor, and he was checking. He would not go home till he searched all these cars. Mm-hmm. No, it was cars.
Okay.
To make sure there was nobody in these cars in this area.
Yeah.
He would not go home. So, and that's what I'm saying. Like, these are the stories. Like, yeah, one pastor doing this in a small church, and then you have the mega churches, and this guy
closing the doors.
It's in the wealthy. Like, you know, is it the domination of Christianity that you're dealing with? Like, if you're a Baptist, you don't roll like this, but if you're a Lutheran, you know, something different.
It's just bullshit. I just don't like the way he played this out. Like, you could have did better, and you shouldn't have to wait for negative press to do better.
I hope.
Be the standard. And meanwhile, you got people that have nothing, that are watching their house go under, watching all their worldly possession, everything that they own, you know, go under, flood out, get on their boat, their jet skis, and go searching for people.
I mean, time will tell when the water recedes and people start going to these mega churches. I hope they question it. I really do.
Absolutely. Question it now. We don't have to wait. Question it now. Why weren't you on the front line? You should be out there. You know, you got up to 20,000 space of people that you can fit into your church. It should never even be a question.
Pastor said it was a safety day.
Fuck your pastor. So yeah, I'm amazed. I'm befuddled, as Chuck would say. But y'all keep on watching him and checking out his sermons on Sundays and listening to him on satellite radio. You want to hurt him? You really want to show that you don't like what he did? Hit him in the pocket. Stop buying the videos on tape. Stop listening to the shit on the radio. Stop watching his sermons on CBS and PBS. Stop doing that. Stop supporting people that don't support you and your need.
Absolutely. I mean, it's back to the capitalists. It's all about that money in America.
The dollar bill, y'all. Also, I thought it was so funny because no matter what, people are going to get what they want, when they want it, how they want it. I saw a video of a couple. They were in the shelter in Texas, and they was getting busy on a little cop. Bop, bop. Thought about you, because I was like, I wonder if we were in a situation like that, would you be trying to get frisky on a cop? Just a little bit, babe. Just move your leg.
No, I mean, if we were in that situation, we would have our children with us.
Well, let's say the children are away. They're in, we're family. It happened unexpectedly.
No, you gonna take a whole bath, so you gonna take a shower. I mean, shit, I want that. Like, I really want to be, like, I want you to be into it. There's no man out here that wants to get the coochie when she's not into it.
Bullshit.
I mean, a sane man, at least. We want her to be digging me, and I want to be digging you, and I want the experience for both of us. Then get off seeing you get off, too. You know, so, like, why would I want to get you on a cot?
She looked like she was enjoying herself, and the people recording it, but it's like, y'all in the shelter. They got kids, babies, toddlers running around, and you humping around.
Well, I'm not going to lie. There are sex addicts out here, male and female, and you put two of them together, they're going to get it in on that.
But that kid, you can't wait to go to the bathroom with that.
Sex addict. It's a disease. I need it now.
You go to the bathroom. You know, be respectful. You got hundreds of thousands of people in these shelters.
You have an addiction. You don't think about respect. You're not logical. It's an addiction, Tiffany.
Oh, goodness gracious. So, yeah, that bugged my mind, too. But it was a kind of a laughter because with all the craziness, the sadness that's going around, that's surrounding Hurricane Harvey. People still find a way to get it in on a cot with thousands of people surrounding him. And where did he nut? Like, you're on a cot. Where you nutting?
Put it in her.
No.
Take that home with you when we get home.
We ain't got no place to bring the baby. Yo, man. This is Convo 40. Convo 40. If you like any of our previous convos, make sure you go to iTunes. Make sure you go to SoundCloud, Stitcher, Podomatic. And make sure you check out our new YouTube channel, Midnight Convos. We have about, I would say, 10 videos up there. Check us out. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share. Also, if you want to be featured as our song of the week, whether you're R&B, rapper, singer, poet, send it to us. MidnightConvos247@gmail.com. With that being said, Ray Boogs, can you let them know the song of the week?
Okay. Our song of the week is Single. That's right, Single by Superstar K. You can reach out to Superstar K on all social media formats. Twitter, Superstar KAY21. Facebook and Instagram, The Real Superstar K. Website, www.khyng-jayden.com. And for all our YouTube listeners, check out the song of the week on Podomatic, Stitcher, iTunes, and SoundCloud.
Word.
Of the essence, this relationship is complicated. Liquor in my system, my response is slow, I'm kind of faded. Girlfriend calls, says she wanna break. Text back in an hour with a smiley face. I guess I'm single. I guess I'm single. I guess I'm single. I guess I'm single. We got a problem and we need a break. This crew got plenty other bitches that'll come and stay. Delete your contact out like we never met. I never had a breakup that I have regret. I ain't bragging, I'm just saying do your thing right now. I ain't careless, I'm just going through some things right now. Can't even focus on us trying to make a change right now. I know some strippers that'll help me ease the pain right now. I can't trust you cause I know you got a plan B. Spreading lies, no, none of your friends can stand me. Until they tryna test me out in them damn sheets. But when I'm honest, you say you don't understand me. I don't listen to your problems, what you wanna say. So I don't see how this could even go another way. Don't bother crying, cause the sucker shit ain't fooling me. It's not a problem, I just gotta vibe and do me. Time is of the essence, this relationship is complicated. Liquor in my system, my response is slurred, I'm kind of faded. Girlfriend calls, say she wanna break. Text back in an hour with a smiley face. I guess I'm single. I guess I'm single. I guess I'm single. I guess I'm single. You always said I was a player, but you on the game shit. Cut the Bluetooth off when you talk the same shit. In the city showing out with a couple dames, bitch. Only tried to fall in love so I can make you famous. Facebook and Instagram popping every day. But I'm not jealous, I got dollars that I gotta chase. I'm on a mission, I ain't tripping, we can keep it simple. You either rolling with me, baby, or you in the way. Don't sweat it, don't sweat it. We'll be right back. This is the perfect scene. Breaking up is better than pretending you support the dream. Christian, Louis, Jacobs, even Donatella. See if you can find a nigga that'll do it better. I bet you back off in the club trying to never mind me. You can search all of the world, but you'll never find me. Memories of what we had, I put it all behind me. Ain't nothing better than that text I got that said that I'm. Time is of the essence, this relationship is complicated. Liquor in my system, my response is slurred, I'm kinda faded. Girlfriend calls, say she wanna break. Text back in an hour with a smiley face. I guess I'm single. I guess I'm single. I'm single. I guess I'm single. Time is of the essence. This relationship is complicated. Liquor in my system. My response is slurred. I'm kind of faded. Girlfriend calls, say she wanna break. Text back in an hour with a smiley face. I guess I'm single. I guess I'm single. I guess I'm single. I guess I'm single. Time is of the essence. This relationship is complicated. Liquor in my system. My response is slurred. I'm kind of faded. Girlfriend calls, say she wanna break. Text back in an hour with a smiley face. I guess I'm single. I guess I'm single. I guess I'm single.
Word. I'm really digging that song. It has a nice flow. I like it.
To each his own. Alright. So let's keep it pushing.
All right.
What you laughing for?
All right, so let's get into Michael Vick. I got issues with Michael Vick. And the reasons why I have issues with Michael Vick is because he got on national TV and he basically said that Kaepernick needs to change his way of dress. He needs to change his stance to be accepted to get back into the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which he faced a lot of backlash because of his comments. And I even think his wife, you know, she turned down the nookie for like a week, you know, because of his comments. Yeah. So she wasn't feeling his comments and she closed the nookie shop. But he just got a job with Fox Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's employed. He's going to be on NFL kickoff on Fox Sports, and he's going to be a correspondent, and he's going to do different shows and things like that as a guest host. So my question is, why did he do this? Were you doing this to get a job? Were you doing this to be on TV? Did you sell your soul out to get a spot on national TV? Why?
I don't know. It's deep. Like, it, if you looked at it, it seems that way.
But how it do seems.
How do we not know that they didn't need to fill a spot? And he just thought of Michael Vick. I mean, you gotta be the devil's advocate there. You know, it's Michael Vick. He composed himself well. I think he was on there with Shannon Sharp, correct? Mm-hmm. Shannon Sharp came at him a little bit. He didn't get emotional, wasn't high, didn't get low. He stayed in his lane.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you look for. Because when you have an opinion or somebody else has an opinion, you stayed in your place, you stayed in your lane, and you were consistent. How could you not look for him to have this job? I mean, he's gonna be right there in the top billings with everybody else in consideration for this job. He did good. Like, you don't like what he said, but on camera, he did well.
But this is a question.
And he's a marquee. He's an icon.
I get that. I won't say an icon, but hold on, but that's neither here nor there. Let me just say this. My thing is, I can respect what you said if you stand by what you said. If you flip-flop like the weather because people are on you and putting their foot on your neck based upon your comments, and you change it up and you try to correct it or be politically correct, then I can't respect it. I can respect whatever someone says, whether I disagree or agree with it. If you stand on it, you this is what I believe, and you rock with it. But when you flip-flop, it's like, what are you doing? Are you
wavering? What did he say that was so atrocious? Like that? What?
Basically, he said that he needs to change his hairstyle. He needs to change his persona. He needs to back up off on his stance.
For
if
what?
He wants to get a job. If why? He wants to be in the NFL.
If he wants to play in the NFL.
And my thing is this.
Wait, hold on. Right? He said that. And we don't like that he said it. And maybe he shouldn't have said it the way he said it. Because sometimes it's not what you say.
But how you say it.
How you say it, right? So, what Michael Vick said, it's kind of honest. Like, you rebrand yourself when the people that don't like you want to still give you an opportunity. You don't have to. You shouldn't have to. But we see in this capitalist society, rebranding yourself gives you another opportunity. Now, he's saying, or the way he said it, it made him look like a coon.
It sure did. He had his tap-in shoes on.
But if you want to talk from personal experience, cornrows gone on a new team. Humbled myself being one of the cockiest people in the NFL. Didn't always learn the playbook. Did what I wanted to do on the field. He changed his way inside and out. And what he did off the field as well to get another opportunity. So he's talking for a person as a
experience.
Person from experience and had to rebrand himself. But we don't look at it like that. The first thing we do is this coon. And I bet you in Michael Vick's mind, it's like, I don't want to take back nothing I said. But looking at all this, I see how they took it because I didn't say it the right way. If you want another shot in the NFL, from my experience and how they treat black people, you might have to do A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so not necessarily, you know, just the message was kind of off. We get what he's trying to say, but you're the poster boy of changing your image. So I can understand that, but it's just, you know, Michael Vick has done the most.
Yes.
He has done the most. And I mean, it just seemed too much of a coincidence that you made this comment or comments about Kaepernick. Not even a week later, I have a job. I got my suit and tie. I got a job. Were you auditioning? Were you on a bubble? And hey, Michael Vick made those comments. Now you got a job. What was it? What is it? So my thing is, have your opinion. That's what we want in our commentator. That's what we want in our sports analyst. Have your opinions about sports.
He might not have got the job if he would have stuck to his ground. Because the idea is that there was so much backlash, negative backlash, nobody would have got over that.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't even had a chance. Yeah, when he given the show a chance, the ratings would have been terrible. They would have boycotted. So? Yeah, because you know us. You know us. Nah, we ain't watching that with that coon. Nah. He's a sellout. We ain't supporting Vic doing that.
I don't know.
But he apologized. He said he was wrong. Maybe he said he was wrong so he could have the opportunity.
Of course. But my thing is, I don't necessarily think... him being on the show means that people will blackball the show, because with everything that's going on around with Kaepernick, people say they're going to not watch football, and only time will tell. But I know people that love the game so much.
Apples and oranges.
Well, it's not.
Apples and oranges.
I know people that say they love the game so much, and they say that this is wrong, what they're doing to Kaepernick, but they plan on watching.
Apples and oranges.
No, it's not.
It's football.
It's about principle.
It's football. I don't have to watch. There's only going to be one football game with my team on it, so I need to watch it. I can see all these different commentators and all these different networks. I don't got to watch Michael Vick. Apples and oranges. I don't need to see him. I like Vick, but on this platform, I don't need to see him. Forget Vick. I'm about to watch
Fox.
Nah, it's CBS. You know, I'm
because
about
he's
to watch
Fox Sports.
He's Fox Sports.
There's Fox.
But all these commentators that you have on these networks, they were icons at one point or another in the sport. And they're commentating now. So they have a fan base, a draw.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, again, I don't like that quarterback, Michael Vick. I'm going to go see the guy he was playing under, who is the guy from Philly. Who's the black quarterback from Philly?
McNabb,
yeah. So McNabb is a commentator, I believe, now. I'm going to see what McNabb's opinion is. You know, it doesn't have to be Vic.
I don't know.
I mean, it's really that simple. It's night and day. The boycott in football, you know, you're telling people to boycott. It's almost like drugs. You know, you're a crack addict, and next Sunday, they're about to open a crack house. You know, how can I get you to boycott? You know,
that's apples and oranges. Nah. I don't know about that analogy, because at the end of the day, it's about valuing people's dollars, right? So if you're doing something wrong, the people have the all the power in the world, but because we can decide to not purchase any jersey, we can decide not to go to any games, we can decide to not to watch any football games, and that will make a major. They're gonna feel it.
I love football, but I'm not diehard. Never happened. Me and you are night and day. You die hard with your team. I know that. For those who are watching and listening to the show, my wife is on the fence about this because she's die hard. We used to be season ticket
holders
for the in lower tier, right by the field, for the New York City bum ass Jets.
What's your mouth?
Yeah, I'm just keeping it 100, right? And we went, and we've been going for years, even when they were stinking, even when they were doing good with Rex, we went. And cold weather, raining, all different type of climates. We went, and this is my wife, all right? So telling the crackhead to leave football alone when the crack house is about to open up next Sunday, I don't want to hear that. I'm not even mad at you. I know there's a lot of people like you. But the passive fan, the guy who's not diehard, we can cripple the NFL because we can stick to our principles,
yeah,
right?
I can too.
Girl, bye.
I can definitely not watch it because it's a bigger picture. And that's the thing it's all about. I see the bigger picture. So if I wanted to, if I decide, because I'm really on the fence, it's an easier decision not to watch because my team is ass. So it's really not going to be enjoyable for me to watch it.
Okay.
So I'm more leaning towards not watching it just to prove a point.
So I know we had the protest in New York.
Shout outs to Eskimo Brothers. My brother, King Chuck, he was up at the protest and taking pictures, doing interviews. So that was big for him and the Eskimo Brothers doing their thing and being out there with the signs, doing interviews and just making a stance and showing, you know, what unity can bring and what we can do if we stick together and, you know, stick up for something that means something that's worthwhile. So shout out to everyone in the Eskimo Brothers, especially brother, my co-host, King Chuck.
So we were out there, and of course in New York you're gonna have a lot of Giants fans. So I see all these people protesting, but I'm wondering, they're saying this year Giants can go all the way. Just the way the Cowboys are crippled with Ezekiel Elliott, they lost some offensive linemen, and their defense isn't as good as last year. Redskins and Philadelphia, so on and so forth. So the Giants have a great chance to win a division and possibly go really far in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So all these New Yorkers that were there at the rally, you telling me that your team's gonna make it, possibly make it to the Super Bowl, and you're not gonna support them this year? That's the opposite end of your team. Like, your team is,
I get you,
maybe win one or two games. That team might go to the Super Bowl this year.
No, I get you. It's just how much you want to make a stance. How much do you want to prove a point? How much do we value our dollars? It's bigger than football. I get what you're saying, babe. It's hard. I mean, I'm a big football fan, so I understand. But at some point in time, we got to take control of situations and that affect us, because what Kaepernick was doing was standing for us. So
a lot of people are saying it's up to the players to do it. I don't roll with that, but I just don't.
This is their job. They're being employed by the NFL. So that's harder said than done. I mean, they could take their stance in their own fashion, but at the end of the day, it's still their employer. So that's a little different. But we, the people, hold the keys to the ignition. If we do what we need to do, games don't show up, TV don't watch, don't buy any of the NFL merchandise. You know, they will feel the pain, because at the end of the day, they don't care about Kaepernick. They don't care about Andrew Luck. They don't care about any NFL player. They care about the almighty dollar. So if they can make money off your backs, your 16 weeks and 4 weeks in preseason, that's what they will do. So it's not just one player. It's you know, money that they can make on every single player. So it's a bigger issue.
I know you want to change topics, but I mean, we could talk about this. I had like a long spiel. I had some interviews, and I had a long spiel about this stuff, and it is deep. I mean, they just real quick, they're just using Kaepernick, and you know, we as brown or black people, we see Kaepernick, but truth of the matter is, it could be anybody of any ethnicity taking a stand in the NFL, and how would the owners treat them?
Absolutely, anything, and it could be any topic, any issue. You're right. So Kaepernick just happens to be the face right now. But it can be anything, any topic, it could be whatever. So we'll see how this plays out. Mm-hmm. I'm really interested to see how this plays out. And at the end of the day, everyone could do a part if they want to see change. And I've said it multiple times how you can do it. So we'll see how this plays out. I want to stick on to sports. A couple weeks ago, Mayweather had to fight with McGregor.
Yeah.
He's 50-0.
Yeah.
And my question is, did the fight live up to the hype?
Sure did.
You think so?
Sure did. I mean, it went 9 rounds. Like, what more can you ask?
10 for? Rounds, I believe, right? I think it was 10.
Was it 10?
10 rounds.
All right. So, listen, we expected 2 or 3. 10 rounds?
But did you really expect 2 or 3? Mayweather's never been a knockout type of guy. He doesn't knock people out.
It doesn't matter.
He's 40 years old.
He made, for him to do the fight, he set all the rules in his favor.
Absolutely.
And I'm a professional at boxing, and I have a tenure. I have knockouts, and I'm a defensive, I want to say assassin.
A technician.
But through his defense, he has hurt people. Mm-hmm. That's like, nobody's really done that before.
But not of recent. He hasn't knocked anybody out recent.
Okay, let's say
recent.
But that's not even say knocking people out. Let's just say hurting people, right? Through his defense and through the mind games he plays in the ring, he's hurt people. People think they have one up on him in the ring. Other boxers, professionals. And he's beat them up because they didn't calculate accordingly for Mayweather's defense. So here comes you, an MMA fighter.
who started out as a boxer. People forget that. So they just say, oh, an MMA fighter.
Yeah, he has boxing background. Because we would, if the tables were turned and Mayweather went into the ring and wanted to start doing MMA fighting for a living, we wouldn't say the boxer. We would say the MMA fighter, Floyd Mayweather.
Okay.
So we're not going to even talk about that. He's an MMA fighter who's doing a boxing
match
or event. What were we expecting?
Listen.
We were expecting him to get knocked out 2-3 rounds.
I wasn't expecting that at all because he's not a Floyd. No matter what,
he's older.
You cannot defeat Father Time. So he's 40 years old. Did I really think he was going to knock out a 29-year-old guy in 2 rounds? No. Maybe that's what you thought, but I definitely didn't believe that was going to happen. Number 2, this is about money.
Yeah,
this fight was all about money. So it didn't serve a purpose for it to go and be over in 2 rounds, right? Because at the end of the day, they want to see more of this kind. This may be the beginning of starting something anew. So, in order to say that an MMA fighter, UFO fighter can get into a ring with a boxer, they have to show that this can happen. And it started with the biggest name in MMA fighting against a legend. So,
Floyd Mayweather let him have what he had. Now, I'm going to tell you something. He was doing the same move, hit him, and then did some type of sidestep and hook him or something. It was something crazy. So Floyd waited all the way to the end of the
ninth fight. Round.
Yeah. And the dude did the same thing, and Floyd stepped with him and hit him. Pow! And it just shocked him.
Yeah.
Floyd, listen. Floyd has broken down other boxers that have multiple techniques, have multiple ways of boxing and trying to break somebody down, and he's defended against it. This guy had one move he was doing, and that's the same move how he caught Floyd with that uppercut. Once Floyd figures you out, it's over for you. He figured the guy out early in the fight. He just let it prolong for the money, for the pay-per-view sales.
Mm-hmm.
How bad would it have been if it did only go 3 rounds, like we all thought?
Let's say we all thought.
I thought.
Yeah, it's bad for business.
A lot of people who love boxing, they thought it would only go 3 rounds. So, my thing is, Floyd, bravo. You did it once again.
He definitely did, yeah. But I don't think this was a cakewalk like he thought it was. And 2. People, you gotta, listen to what I'm saying, man. Just let me, that Floyd thought it would be a quick one. People underestimate McGregor. No way in the world that I think McGregor will win the fight, right? This is something that Floyd can do in his sleep. Meanwhile, you have an MMA fighter that's learning how to box. But don't forget the other dynamics. Floyd is 40. He hasn't fought a professional fight in about two and a half years. Those factors play into the match. But my thing is this, because I saw a lot of people say this match was horrible, that it's bad, it painted a black eye for the sport of boxing, and it made it look bad with this crap. Like, you belittled the sport by combining the two worlds. So my thing is to you, my question is, 1, do you think it was a black eye for the sport of boxing? And then 2, do you think that this will be the new way to see more MMA fighters get into the ring, the boxing ring?
No to the second answer question, and maybe I'm on the fence about the first one. So they effed up because they didn't let Floyd
finish him.
They saved him, and I think that, look, we know boxing is crooked, right? So that was one of the things they were looking to do. If it got to that point when McGregor seemed exhausted or fatigued, and Floyd had the upper hand. Ref, call it, because you don't want to see the biggest star in the MMA
go down. Mm-hmm.
So that hurts the MMA.
Their brand, their earning power.
Considerably, exactly. So they should have really let them fight. And that would have helped boxing come back to life. Or at least be here to here with MMA equals.
Well, I think it surpasses.
I don't think boxing surpasses MMA.
Absolutely.
MMA is just, it is, listen, we're a little older, but the younger kids, they're all about the MMA. They know the
that
fighters,
is true.
They know the fight, and they know stats. It's just ridiculous.
But as far
and,
as
and,
wages,
and it's boxing's fault too.
But as wages are concerned, no one makes the money like boxers do. The top tier
contracts.
Well, whatever the case may be, the top tier boxers triple the amount, quadruple the amount that the top tier MMA fighters make. That's just. However you want to call it, but the pay-per-view numbers are not the same. And for me, you know, because boxing is the big brother and MMA is the little brother, you know, this brought more excitement to boxing because it crossed worlds. But more importantly, you know, what I'm not a big boxer fan, so I don't know all the biggest names in boxing, but since Floyd is gone and Pacquiao's not what he once was, who's really watching boxing in that aspect? Like the big fights, you watch the fight parties. It's not big like it once was or once has been.
Those icons, you know, yeah, they go.
Are done.
But they have some new guys, like, for example, the heavyweight is coming back. And that's what everybody who loves, people who love boxing, heavyweight makes the sport. You know, seeing these big dudes, man, and they're slugging it out. And the heavyweight division is coming back.
Yeah. Awesome.
So that's gonna be really big for boxing. But furthermore, back to your original questions, will they mix for more? No, I don't think so. Unless they found, and I'm talking about the icons at least. They're not gonna put the icons together. Maybe something on some type of lower level, you know, they'll try and cross-promote.
No, I definitely think it will be a money grab. So I think someone that's going out, that's retiring, they will go in for that big person fighting an MMA star because they've seen how much Floyd did it, how much he got from it. He's making money over top of money, over top of money. So I think it's a nice sending off. But more importantly, I think as much as people talk about this fight and how it's flawed and, you know, he shouldn't be considered 50 and up, it's a disgrace. This has helped boxing because who was talking about boxing? Right? I know Danny boxing. Garcia. I'm going to talk about casual fans. Casual fans lined up and watched this fight. Was all about the hype. What's going on? If you're not really a big boxing fan, you don't know what's going on with who's popping and who's popular. I think I know about a couple of boxers. Andrew Brunner, Danny Garcia, Ward, that's about it. I'm limited, but you know Mayweather, right? So the juice that he brought, the excitement helps boxing.
The person you love to hate.
Absolutely.
I would like to see vice versa.
Whoo, they would get their ass kicked if they go into an MMA.
I mean, it's just good to see vice versa. I mean, even if they get the ass whooped, it's just like...
Yeah, but just like they don't want to hurt the MMA star by letting Floyd finish him, why would they want to see a legend or an icon go into the MMA ring and get assault? Because you can't win that. That's no... That, there's no... You know, for up to a certain amount of rounds, Floyd and McGregor, they was kind of tied. It was kind of tied up into a certain round. Whatever you want to say, they was pretty close. He wasn't whooping his ass. Pretty like he held his own. So, but if you go into the ring, the MMA ring, and fight, there's no chance. That's not even fair.
Let's not talk about old icons on the way out. Let's just talk about some upcoming guy who doesn't have a lot to lose. It might not even be like a win or a loss on his record. He just did it to do some cross promotion.
But what's the draw in that?
Huh?
What's the draw in that? There's no draw in that.
Because it's almost like your football teams, right? People love to see every 3-4 years when the Jets get to play the Giants. Mm-hmm. You know?
But that's football.
Yeah.
They're not playing hockey and soccer. You're not playing two different teams.
No. But it's very similar because it's two sports where you're fighting. So, and listen to me.
I'm listening.
I'm a big boxing fan. I'm just going to support the box. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's this Russian kid from Timbuktu who's about to go over there and fight this MMA fighter. Oh, I'm a boxing fan. Oh, I'm pulling for the boxing. That's what it turns into.
We shall see where this leads us. Hopefully, you know, it's something that won't be one of... You know, it won't be the one and done. It'll be something that, you know, will get hyped in a couple of years. Maybe someone that's big in boxing will fight someone else that's big in that field and make a lot of more money about it.
Let me ask you this real quick. Do you think Floyd could have finished him earlier than the 10th round?
No. No. Not at 40, not taking 2 years off, close to 3 years off. No. You got a strong bull. He's a warrior. He's fighting, pummeling people in that ring. He's not a slouch. And Floyd has never been someone that just knocks people out.
3 5-minute rounds. He normally only goes 2 rounds.
I get that. You asked me a question and I answered. I don't think he would have took him out in earlier rounds.
Do you think it was to Floyd's advantage with the cross promotions and all
absolutely.
This stuff to go 9?
Absolutely, 10 rounds? It's beneficial for him to go 9 rounds. Absolutely, it's in both their best interest to go long rounds. But I don't necessarily just because I just don't think even still I don't think he had the capacity to take him out in the early rounds. I just don't. And if you know Floyd in his fights, he always starts out slow. So what's the difference? Just because he's an MMA fighter that he wouldn't start out slow? Floyd tried to figure you out. He tried to see what you're going to do, and so he could figure out his game plan. That's the history of Floyd. He, you know, 3rd, 4th round, that's when he starts going and kind of putting his thing together. So what's the difference?
I mean, because he's seen 3rd, 4th round, so you don't think the 5th or the 6th he could have done old boy in?
Not at 40. No, not at 40 and almost 3 years off. I don't think so. So, who really would know? But it was entertaining. I was definitely happy that Floyd whooped his ass, and it's all said and done. And hopefully we'll have something like that, because that's an event that we was looking forward to. Whether you pay for it, you watched it, you know, whatever. It was an event. All right. So this is Convo 40-40.
Why didn't that?
If you missed any of our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Podomatic, and check us out. And make sure you leave them reviews on iTunes. Also, take a few minutes and check out our Midnight Convos podcast channel on YouTube. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little crunk off this little light beer. So make sure you check out our channel on YouTube, Midnight Convos Podcast. Subscribe and share our videos. We appreciate it. I definitely, every day that I check the views, you know, try to not to be views oriented, but it's just good to see where we've started and where we're going. So thank you all for checking out our YouTube channel. Also, if you want to be featured as our song of the week, whether you're hip-hop, you sing, you do poems, you're a poet, make sure you send it to us at midnightconvos247@gmail.com. Baby, you know what time it is?
Tool time.
That was whack.
Oh man.
Listen, let's get into Cut 'Em Loose. So we have Cut 'Em Loose, HBO show style.
Cut it.
All right, so I'm gonna name 4 shows that were on HBO, and you have to cut one of them. All right, you ready, Bay?
Yeah.
All right, so I have Game of Thrones.
Cut it loose. I'm just playing. All right.
We got Boardwalk Empire.
Okay.
We have Sopranos and Sex in the City.
Sex in the City. I ain't much fucking with that shit. Go ahead. Sex in the City. You just got cut.
Man, you cut in Sex in the City? That was easy for you.
Yeah, it's easy.
Okay.
Yeah. I liked all the shows. I watched all the shows. They were good to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Sex and City. I seen an episode or two.
Okay. They were really good, especially for their time.
Yeah, pretty good, especially for their time. No, I'm pass on that.
Okay.
And can I just ask you one quick question?
Sure.
Why wasn't it really good for their time?
Because it was a female perspective on dating, life, relationships, you know, how you deal. So you didn't see that on TV.
So I can just answer for you right now. I don't get to ask you the question because I already know what it is. So let me go ahead and just play ball.
Play ball. Do you even remember the shows?
So which one would you cut? Boardwalk Empire, Game of Thrones, Sex in the City, and
Sopranos.
Yeah.
All right, this is rather easy for me. I really like Boardwalk Empire. Game of Thrones, I could take it or leave it. I think I got into it for like a season and then it just got boring to me. Mm-hmm. Sex and the City, I liked it. I didn't watch it routinely, but when I did catch it, you know, I knew the storyline and I rocked with it. Sopranos, I never watched a show a day in my life.
Really?
Ever. So
with Jersey, baby!
That being said, I have to cut Sopranos loose. Cut them. Sorry, I've never watched it, so it doesn't resonate with me. I
was wrong. I'm glad I didn't guess for you. I was thinking you were gonna say Game of Thrones.
No, I understand how big that show is. Like I said, I was into it for a hot season, and it was like it's the same shit. Dragon Girl, the girl that's fucking all her siblings, the queen that's lost her kids. It's the same shit. The guy coming back from life, Snow. I don't know. It's whack to me. But I know people that really, really go hard for Game of Thrones. I know you guys are going to be fiending that it's going to be off the air for a year or something like
Almost
that.
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. Okay. Whatever. So I will cut Sopranos. Cut them.
Did you just do your mind went on me?
Yes. Whatever. Alright y'all, this is Convo 40. Make sure you check us out on our social media formats. Make sure you check out our song of the week on our Podomatic, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud. With that being said, in the meantime, in the between time, be good to yourself.
No doubt. And just want to give a shout out to my lady right now because she's a real trooper and I've been grinding, hustling, and she's been supporting me.
Sure. Peace out, y'all.
Peace.